worry about anything but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us to begin with in the book of Ephesians, Ephesians chapter 6, beginning at verse 10. Finally, be strengthened by the Lord and by his vast strength. Put on the full armor of God so that you can stand against the tactics of the devil. For our battle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the world powers of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavens. This is why you must take up the full armor of God, so that you may be able to resist in the evil day, and having prepared everything, to take your stand. Stand therefore with truth like a belt around your waist, righteousness like armor on your chest, and your feet sandaled with readiness for the gospel of peace. In every situation, take the shield of faith, and with it you will be able to extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is God's word. Pray at all times in the Spirit with every prayer and request, and stay alert in this with all perseverance and intercession for all the saints. Pray also for me, that the message may be given to me when I open my mouth to make known with boldness the mystery of the gospel. For this I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I might be bold enough in him to speak as I should. Verses 10 through 20, Ephesians chapter 6. Then looking in the Old Testament, in the book of Genesis, Genesis chapter 12, beginning at verse 1. The Lord said to Abram, "Go out from your land, your relatives, and your father's house to the land that I will show you. I will make you into a great nation. I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse those who treat you with contempt. And all the peoples on earth will be blessed through you." So Abram went as the Lord had told him, and Lot went with him. Abram was 75 years old when he left Haran. He took his wife Sarai, his nephew Lot, all the possessions they had accumulated, and the people he had acquired in Haran, and they set out for the land of Canaan. When they came to the land of Canaan, Abram passed through the land to the site of Shechem at the Oak of Moreh. At that time, the Canaanites were in the land. Then the Lord appeared to Abram and said, "I will give this land to your offspring." So he built an altar there to the Lord who had appeared to him. From there, he moved on to the hill country east of Bethel and pitched his tent. With Bethel on the west and Ai on the east, he built an altar to Yahweh there, and he called on the name of Yahweh. Then Abram journeyed by stages to the Negev. There was a famine in the land, so Abram went down to Egypt to live there for a while because the famine in the land was severe. When he was about to enter Egypt, he said to his wife Sarai, "Look, I know that you are a beautiful woman. Look, I know what a beautiful woman you are. When the Egyptians see you, they will say, 'This is his wife.' They will kill me, but let you live. Please say, 'You're my sister,' so it will go well for me because of you, and my life will be spared on your account." When Abram entered Egypt, the Egyptians saw that the woman was very beautiful. Pharaoh's officer saw her and praised her to Pharaoh. So the woman was taken to Pharaoh's household. He treated Abram well because of her, and Abram acquired flocks and herds, male and female donkeys, male and female slaves, and camels. But the Lord struck Pharaoh and his household with severe plagues because of Abram's wife Sarai. So Pharaoh sent for Abram and said, "What have you done to me? Why didn't you tell me she was your wife? Why did you say, 'She's my sister,' so that I took her as my wife. Now, here's your wife. Take her and go. Then Pharaoh gave his men orders about him, and they sent him away with his wife and all he had. All of Genesis chapter 12. Lord, we thank you for your word. Thank you for the many ways that your word ministers to us. It floods us with light, grace, peace, power, and encouragement. Thank you, Father, for the counsel you give us daily through your word. Thank you for the Holy Spirit who permeates your word and who ministers mightily to us through your word as we take the time to read and meditate on it. Thank you for the opportunity to spend time one-on-one with you in your word every day. Thank you for the time to commune with you in your word and in a prayerful mode as we listen to you, spend time with you in your presence, learn from you, and grow in your presence. Lord, anoint us all afresh with the spirit of prayer. More and more empower us to be the praying church you've called us to be. And set us on fire with the spirit of prayer. Set us on fire with the spirit that would encourage us to be wise enough to fill our hearts and our minds with your word every single day. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thank you again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Isaac Jackson is our producer, and he's going to lead us in prayer at this time.
Heavenly Father, thank you so much for these moments. And Father, I want to pray for this broadcast, that you'd speak through it, that we'd be attentive to your voice, that we'd be communing with you in these moments, Father. We want your truth. We want your word. We want your son. Thank you so much for forgiveness. Thank you so much for blood. Thank you so much for new identities in you, Father. You're awesome and you're great. Father, I ask that you'd bring your will here in these moments, that we would learn more about what's going on in the kingdom of heaven, and that you would bring that here to us even now. In your holy name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Isaac. And thank you again for being a part of our listening family. We're continuing to remind you about the upcoming event called AFA at the Ark. The American Family Association is presenting and encouraging you to be a part of AFA at the Ark 2024. The dates for this event are October, again, 31st through November the 2nd. And the event does include touring the Creation Museum and the Ark Encounter. The cost for this is $225 for adults 18 and older, $100 for children ages 3 to 17 years of age, and free for children 2 and under. Keep in mind the trip for AFA at the Ark 2024 does include transportation to the Creation Museum and the Ark Encounter for the hotel. Also, it includes lunch for both days of the tour, a special presentation by Answers in Genesis Vice President of Educational Content, Dr. Georgia Purdom, and then a special presentation at the Ark by Answers in Genesis speaker Brian Osborne, and much more as well. To register, go to afa.net/events and click on AFA at the Ark. Again, that's afa.net/events and click on AFA at the Ark. Hopefully that you will prayerfully consider being a part of this exciting upcoming event. We'll continue to remind you also about the upcoming Ten Commandments project that will get underway officially June 1st. Again, this is an exciting discipleship project that AFA has done for a period of years, a discipleship project for young people to get involved with. And this specifically is the Ten Commandments Project Speech Challenge. We're asking young people to write a speech or have someone to help you write a speech on this topic related to the Ten Commandments. The topic is, why are the Ten Commandments important? We encourage the speech to be 3 to 5 minutes in length. However, any length is welcome, and you can use your cell phone or any other device that you may have to record the speech, and you can send the recording to, you can upload it to afr.net/10commandments. Again, that's afr.net/10commandments. If you have questions, certainly you can email me at joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. Or you can give us a call here at American Family Radio, 1-662-844-5036, extension 381. And, you know, I can't overemphasize how important it is for us as believers, as parents and as grandparents and as those who have the opportunity to work with children and youth, the need for us helping our children to come to know Christ and to grow up in Christ is so critically important. It's always important, but in so many ways, the world is becoming more and more of a hostile place. And the best thing we can do for our children is help them to come to know Jesus and teach them how to walk with Jesus. And this is a discipleship project to help us do just that. So hoping that you will get involved. Again, if you need more information, same website, go to afr.net/10commandments. Or you can give us a call at 662-844-5036. My extension is extension 381. We hope that you will help your children and or grandchildren or young people that you may know or are connected with. We hope that you will help them to get involved in this exciting discipleship project. Thanks again for listening to the American Family Radio and the Hour of Intercession. And today we're looking specifically at the topic marriage, family, the Holy Spirit, and warfare. Again, marriage, family, the Holy Spirit, and warfare. Lord, thank you for every believer listening. Thank you for every married individual listening. Thank you for every husband and every wife listening in today. Thank you for every father, every mother. Thank you for every grandfather, every grandmother. And thank you for every disciple of yours that is listening in today. Father, anoint the minds, ears, heart, and understanding of each and every one of us and all those we've lifted up in prayer today so that we each will be abundantly receptive to your word and your will and your spirit. Do a perfect work in our lives and set us on fire afresh with your Holy Spirit. Fill us anew with your Holy Spirit. Help us to be mindful, Lord, that there's much, much work to be done in your kingdom and help us to be about doing that work. We thank you. We praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. I want to begin by sharing from an article that I'm certainly hoping that you'll email us to get a copy of it. The article is entitled Praying Daily for Your Spouse, and it's an article that has a biblically-based prayer that we would encourage every husband to pray for his wife and the wife in turn to pray for her husband as well. And so keep in mind, one of our encouragements to you is that every husband and wife will make it your goal to be sure to pray together every single day. Now, obviously, every believer needs to have a strong, vibrant prayer life all by yourself. But also, it's wise and very productive to pray daily with your spouse as well. Why is that important? Because when you pray with someone, it helps you draw closer to the Lord and to one another as well. It can increase the unity within that marriage and that home as well. And the Holy Spirit does some important things in a home where the husband and wife pray together consistently. So I want to encourage every single couple that may be listening, and it might just be either the husband or wife that may happen to be listening in at the moment, but make it a goal, a priority, to pray daily with your spouse. Remember, no one can pray for them quite like you can. No one would know them quite the way you would as well and be able to pray for them. So we hope that you will do that. So again, if you'd like to email us to get a copy of the prayer, Praying Daily for Your Spouse, please email us at joseph@afr.net. We'll be glad to get that to you. I'm going to take time to pray the prayer specifically on air. I may not get to finish it this side of the break, but we want to take time to pray it. And keep in mind, I'll pray, of course, the prayer, the husband's prayer for the wife, but keep in mind the wife's prayer, of course, is basically the same, except she's praying for her spouse as well. Well, we'll do that on the other side of the break. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. Father, thank you for all of our listeners. Anoint us all afresh with the spirit of prayer, praise, worship, and thanksgiving today. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Again, today's topic, marriage, family, the Holy Spirit, and warfare. We'll be right back.
This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles.
That's what we're doing tonight.
It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. This is how I fight my battles. 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 This is how I fight.
Of Michael W. Smith with Surrounded. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Today we're looking at the topic marriage, family, the Holy Spirit, and warfare. Again, marriage, family, the Holy Spirit, and warfare. And I want to take time to begin with, again, this is, I'm drawing from an article that we wrote and put on the AFA stand. The article is entitled Praying Daily for Your Spouse. And for every husband and wife, we want to encourage you, please email us to get a copy of the prayer. And we want to encourage you, begin every day, literally every day, to pray this for your spouse. I'm going to take time to do that now. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for the gift my wife is to me, to our family, and to the church and the kingdom of God. Lord, bless my wife today indeed. Expand her territory. Cause your hand to be mightily upon her and keep her from evil that she may not cause pain. In Jesus' name, help me this day to be the full blessing to her that you would have me to be. In Jesus' name, fill her today with your joy, peace, grace, and encouragement. In Jesus' name, help her to walk in your love, your joy, and your peace. Help her to spend the time in your word and the time in prayer that you want her to spend today. In Jesus' name, help her to put you first in her life. Help her to not make any graven images. Help her to not take your name in vain. Help her to remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Help her to honor her father and her mother. Help her to value life. Help her to not steal. Help her to not commit adultery. Help her to tell the truth. Help her to not covet. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. And Father, thank you, Father, for her. Empower her this day to fulfill all the call of God upon her life. Help her to live today as the living sacrifice you want her to be for you and your will. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord, for hearing my prayer, and thank you for the gift my wife is to me. Dear Lord, bless her and keep her. Make your face to shine upon her and be gracious to her. Dear Lord, lift up your countenance upon her and give her your peace. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. And again, in that article, it also does have the prayer the wife would pray for her husband, which is basically the same prayer specifically for her spouse as well. Once again, if you'd like to get a copy of it, the title is Praying Daily for Your Spouse. Email me at joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. Now, let me remind you, if you would ask the question, why is it that important to pray for your spouse? Well, keep in mind again, the world we live in, we're all looking at intense warfare, like it or not. Now, the fact is some people's worlds and lives have much more intense warfare than others. But as one minister put it, he said, be kind to everyone because everyone is fighting a hard battle. Well, you know, one of the most loving things you or I can do for anyone is to pray for them. And of course, obviously, one of the ways we can love our spouses is by taking the time to pray for them every single day. You know, many times your spouse has probably shared some of the struggles and challenges he or she faces, but there probably may be a few, if not many, things that he or she has not shared with you for whatever reason, or sometimes may not have really known to share, but it's yet and still a struggle that they're dealing with. And many times you can be a tremendous blessing to them by simply making time to pray for them. The fact is, no one knows our spouse quite the way we would ourselves, but at the same time, God knows them even better. And so as we take the time to pray, God knows how to reach in and meet needs and do work in the heart and the mind of your spouse that only he can do. So praying daily for your spouse is a very wise thing to do. And keep in mind, husbands and wives are in a wonderful position to do warfare, obviously, to bless and build their marriage, but also to glorify and build the kingdom of God. You know, let me say this too. Very often on the broadcast, pretty regularly, we encourage believers to set a goal of reading at least 3 chapters in the Bible every single day. Well, remember, the Word of God is many things. The Word of God is Jesus, and Jesus is the Word of God. The Word of God is the sword of the Spirit. It's the source of all knowledge, wisdom, light, and power. And it's many, many other things. And so getting into God's Word every day is so, so important. It's much more important than any of us really grasp. Remember, when you're reading the Word of God, you're spending time in the presence of Jesus. So I would encourage every husband and wife couple to make it a goal to pray, obviously to pray together, but also read the Word of God together. Now, keep in mind, each of you husbands and wives, you need to be reading the Word of God all by yourself as well. You know, 3 chapters a day is a good goal for you as an individual believer. But along with that, spending time reading the Word of God with your spouse is wise. And I would encourage you, make it your goal to read for them often. Now, why is that important? Because many times there's a lot they can get out of hearing someone read the Word. And it's a very loving thing to take the time to read God's Word to your spouse. Why is that such a loving thing? You're basically allowing them to hear Jesus in their lives. You're allowing them to be touched by Jesus. When you read the Word of God, Jesus is touching your life. He's blessing your life. He's pouring grace into your life when you're hearing God's Word. Now, if you think to yourself, well, I don't know that I really believe all that's happening. Well, I'm sorry if you don't believe it. It's true. When you're reading the Word of God, Jesus is touching your life. And the more you read, the more he touches your life. And when he touches your life, he blesses your life. So when we're wise enough to read the Word for our spouses, we are blessing them in ways, whether they comprehend it or not, that are very, very important. So reading the Word of God for your spouse is a wise thing daily, as well as praying with your spouse every single day. Lord, thank you for every couple listening today. Thank you for your hand of grace upon them. Thank you for their individual lives with you, but thank you for their lives as a couple. Father, anoint every couple listening today with a mighty, mighty, mighty anointing of grace. Anoint them with the spirit of forgiveness. Anoint them afresh with the spirit of patience. Anoint them afresh with the spirit of encouragement. Help us, Lord, as spouses to be wise enough to be encouragers of our spouses every day. Lord, help us to be mindful that everyone can use encouragement. And help us to be wise enough to major in encouraging our spouses in ways that we can. Anoint us afresh with the spirit of wisdom to know how to figure out, with the help of the Holy Spirit, ways to encourage them and bless them on a daily basis. Lord, thank you for the fact that our spouses are tremendous gifts to us. Help us to be mindful of that. You didn't have to give them to us, but by your grace and mercy, you did. Help us to cherish them as you would have us to, and appreciate just your goodness in entrusting them to us. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Well, again, when you, as a couple, when you take the time to read the Word of God together, you're doing warfare. You're battling against the kingdom of darkness. So, yes, it's a very important battle strategy for husbands and wives to read the Word of God together. It's a very important battle strategy for husbands and wives to pray together every single day. As husbands and wives, obviously, if you're husbands and wives as well as parents, you want to pray daily for each of your children. Parents, no one can pray for your children quite like you can. So, yes, we should pray for our spouses and our children every single day. For those that are listening that are grandparents, yes, you should pray for each of your grandchildren every single day. And, you know, the fact is some grandparents have so many grandchildren, they may kind of lose track of them. Well, get a list. Write all their names down if you don't remember all of them. Pray, call each of your grandchildren's names daily before the Lord. It makes a difference. And the fact is we live in a world where there's tremendous need for grandparents to go to bat in the kingdom of God for their grandchildren, to pray for them, to encourage them to get into the Word and read the Word of God daily, to encourage them to pray, encourage them to memorize Scripture, encourage them in the things of God, because it can help maybe reemphasize things that maybe their parents are already teaching them. But all of these are doing war. It's means whereby you're battling the kingdom of darkness and building the kingdom of God. And that's very, very important. To every couple listening, I would encourage you, make it a goal to pray the prayer of Jabez over areas of your life. For example, every couple could use help in their communication. The most perfect communication between the most perfect couple in the world, wherever they might be, they still could use some help. So we're wise to pray for communication. Communication is a tremendous area of challenge in the lives of marriages very, very often. Lord, thank you for every marriage represented and for marriages all over our culture, Lord. Anoint us afresh with the Spirit of grace to help us to communicate better. Thank you for each and every one of our marriages. Bless each of our communication. Indeed, expand its territory. Cause your hand to be mightily upon it. Keep it from evil that it may not cause pain. In Jesus' name, amen. And again, we're wise to pray for our prayer lives. You know, there are lots of Christian couples, they don't remember the last time they prayed with their spouse. And it really is wise for it to be happening absolutely every day. Lord, thank you for the prayer life of every couple listening and all those we've lifted up in prayer today. Father, bless the prayer life of every couple, each of these couples indeed. Expand its territory. Cause your hand to be mightily upon it. Keep it from evil that it may not cause pain. In Jesus' name, amen. So couples are wise to pray together daily. As I mentioned, reading the Word of God together every single day. Father, anoint us afresh with the Spirit of grace that would encourage us to be faithful to read together and think on and discuss the Word together on a daily basis. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Couples are wise also to pray for their relationship and for their intimate life as well. You know, we live in a culture where the devil encourages lots and lots of people to be sexually active outside of marriage. But then inside of marriage, he tries to shut down the intimate relationship. And wow, tragic. Many couples that don't have much of an intimate life at all, and that's tragic because it should be a vitally, vitally important part of every marriage. The sexual relationship should happen inside the bounds of Christian marriage between husband and wife. God's blessing is on that union, yet again, the devil will try to shut it down, to sabotage it, to make it non-existent, but it's an important part of life. Lord, thank you for the intimate life of every couple that we've mentioned in prayer today and those that are listening. Bless the intimate life of the relationship and the intimate life of every one of these couples. Indeed, expand its territory. Cause your hand to be mightily upon it. Keep it from evil that it may not cause pain. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. And you know, there are many other specific areas in the lives of couples that you need to pray about. Because the fact is, remember, all of life deals with spiritual warfare. You see where the enemy, the devil, and his kingdom tries to come against so many different areas and parts of life for every Christian couple. So praying much for the details of the different sides of your life is just a wise way to function. And may it be a goal for you to do just that. Praying the prayer of Jabez over different details in your marriage is just a smart way to walk. It's a smart way to walk with God, praying that prayer on a regular basis. Also, let me just mention, you know, we may often talk about using Psalm 91. Every couple would be wise to pray Psalm 91 together every single day. Psalm 91 is a wonderful scripture for supernaturally blessing your physical health, but also for supernatural protection. Remember, in this dangerous, crazy world, no one can protect us like the Lord can. And it's the Holy Spirit, as He's allowed to work in our lives, that more and more He does good things to encourage us in the right directions. He's always encouraging us to spend more time in the Word. He's always encouraging us to pray more. He's always encouraging us to obey what we learn from the Word of God. The Holy Spirit's always encouraging us to go after God. It's important for us to live a life yielded to the Holy Spirit. We shouldn't ignore Him, try to push Him out of the way, but we should always live in a listening mode to do that. So on the other side, we'll talk more about the importance of praying Psalm 91 every day in our homes. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. Today, as we're looking at the topic, marriage, family, the Holy Spirit, and warfare. We'll be right back. Of Rebecca St. James with Kingdom Come. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. We're looking today at the topic marriage, family, the Holy Spirit, and warfare. And again, if you're not praying Psalm 91 every day, my question is, why not? It's a unique weapon in the Word of God that blesses your physical health, your physical well-being, but also it's for supernatural protection. And again, an important question for every believer is, why in the world will we not pray it every day in view of the fact that we live in a dangerous world where there are crazy, dangerous things going on all the time? And in this world, no one can protect you like the Lord can. One of the many reasons why it's wise to pray daily is, amongst other things, it commissions the angels of God assigned to you to go and do what they desire to do, the will of God on your behalf. Remember this, angels can't do whatever they want. Angels do. They follow the Word of God, and Psalm 91 commissions them to go out and do protective work for you and your family. So if we're wise enough to pray it daily, it commissions them to do what they desire to do for us daily. But sadly, when believers neglect to pray, there are times where literally angels assigned to you may have to stand there with their arms folded and do nothing because they haven't been given the assignment from the Word of God. Remember, they follow the Word of God. They don't do whatever whim comes across their thinking. Angels follow the direction of God's Word. And so Psalm 91 is a wonderful tool for supernatural protection in every area of life. So we're wise to pray it every single day. Lord, thank you for all those we've lifted up in prayer today. Thank you for your hand of grace upon each and every one of us. Lord, today we dwell in the secret place of the Most High, and so we abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Today we say of the Lord, you are our refuge and our fortress, our God, in you do we trust. Surely you deliver us from the fowler's snare and from the noisome pestilence. You cover us with your feathers, and under your wings do we trust. Your truth is our shield and buckler, and so we are not afraid for the terrible night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor for the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand, but it shall not come near us. Only with our eyes shall we look and see the reward of the wicked. Because we have made the Lord our refuge, even the Most High habitation, no evil will befall us, neither shall any plague come near our dwelling. For you give your angels charge over us to keep us all our ways. They bear us up in their hands, lest we dash a foot against a stone. We tread upon the lion and the cobra. The young lion and the serpent we trample underfoot. Because we have set our love upon you, therefore you deliver us. You set us on high because we have known your name. We call upon you and you answer us. You are with us in trouble. You deliver us and honor us. With long life you satisfy us and show us your salvation. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Amen. Well, the final article we want to share today is entitled, Marriage is God's Way. And if you'd like to get a copy, simply email us, joseph@afr.net. Again, the title, Marriage is God's Way. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 4, marriage should be honored by all, and the marriage bed kept pure, for God will judge the adulterer and all the sexually immoral. Uh-oh, not again. As the new pastor of the church, I had serious concerns over something I'd seen in the church directory. The names of two members, let's call them Mr. Brown and Ms. Rice, were in different places in the directory, but under each was the same address. A mistake, perhaps? Or I thought, hopefully, maybe a coincidence with some innocent explanation. But alas, this was not the case. Soon I learned a truth I really didn't want to hear. Mr. Brown and Ms. Rice were living together, functioning as husband and wife, but without being married. They lived together for many years and had a number of children together. Still, for whatever reason, they never chose to marry. I knew this was not a matter to rush into headlong. It needed to be addressed prayerfully and carefully with the clear wisdom and counsel of the Holy Spirit, as a pastor should. And quite honestly, I found myself dragging my feet about dealing with it. Ms. Rice was attending faithfully and was very attentive in church, and Mr. Brown came as well, though not as regularly as Ms. Rice. It appeared that at least on some level, they were truly seeking God and His righteousness. Why shake things up? But over time, the Holy Spirit kept nudging me to speak to the couple about their cohabitation. My reluctance to act on that nudge stemmed in part from an incident several years earlier, when I was serving a different congregation in a similar situation when it came to light. In that case, two people in key leadership positions in the church were living together, unmarried, and I felt led to lovingly and graciously to confront them. So carefully, biblically, and with love, I approached them and tried to communicate that, as believers, it's important for us to do things God's way. Without going into detail, let me say that my attempt at biblical diplomacy failed pretty heavily. The two individuals were highly offended, and with significant support from others in the church, they took action. In a very short time, I was no longer the pastor of that church. Now, facing a similar case, part of me felt like I had good reason to decide not to touch that situation with a 10-foot pole. But still, the Holy Spirit was definitely directing me otherwise. Then one day, a period of time later, the Lord arranged a chance for me to speak with Ms. Rice. I'd hoped to meet with the couple together, but that scenario didn't work out that day. Instead, my wife and I had an opportunity to sit and quietly talk with Ms. Rice alone. Now, allow me to be clear on this point. People are much too precious to be handled roughly or abrasively, even when you're giving them truth. God's word directs us to speak the truth in love. So the three of us spoke together calmly and earnestly. And when it came to confronting Miss Rice, basically I said, "Sister Rice, you come to church regularly and faithfully. You're very attentive and you seem to have a genuine love for the Lord and the things of God. Yet I want to graciously bring this issue for you to consider. Why not do things God's way and get married?" To be honest, I didn't know how or what reaction to expect, whether offense, anger, or something else. Initially, Miss Rice sat graciously and quietly, saying nothing. She seemed to be thinking deeply about my words, and it was as though I could see her heart in her eyes, which were shining with tears forming there. The first thing she said was, "How did you know?" After I explained briefly about the quote-unquote coincidence of their addresses in the directory, we began to talk further. Afterward, and in an ongoing three-way conversation, it developed between Miss Rice, my wife, and I, during which we learned that Miss Rice and Mr. Brown had lived together for more than 20 years, raising their children together and functioning as a family. "I wanted to marry. We just never did," Miss Rice confessed. "But now," she added, "I really think I want to do this. I want to make this step." Well, it was decided that my wife and I would talk to Mr. Brown about the matter soon, first alone, then with him and Miss Rice together. When the four of us met together, Mr. Brown, too, seemed open to getting married at last. I reminded the couple that it was their decision to make together, but I urged them that it would be wise to take the step and to do it fairly soon, possibly within the next month or two. I felt certain that postponing the decision indefinitely or deciding, but relegating the act itself to a vague sometime in the future would be neither helpful nor fruitful. The two of them decided, yes, they would marry, and they selected a date, opting for a relatively short, quote-unquote, engagement. The two seemed surprisingly excited, especially Miss Rice. Her demeanor seemed more like that of a 20-year-old virgin bride-to-be than an unmarried matron who's already shared a home with the father of her children for more than two decades. The date arrived and the wedding was beautiful. Their three daughters were in the wedding party, and as I watched their proud procession, I could not help thinking what a positive message and life lesson this was to the three children from their parents. A number of other relatives were either in the wedding or present to witness the momentous occasion. One of Ms. Rice's sisters said that she had been praying for that day for years. Of course, I personally felt privileged not only to witness the wedding, but also to perform the ceremony. I remember distinctly during those precious moments of the solemnization, seeing the tears of joy streaming down Ms. Rice's face. I believe those were tears that flowed from a heart that was seeing a long-awaited dream fulfilled. Praise God. Besides making a public affirmation of their lifelong commitment to one another, those unconventional newlyweds also sent a powerful message out that day, not only to their family, but to the entire community. Marriage, as God ordained it, is more than a domestic arrangement, more than a civil union, and far more than something two people just decide to do or not to do, depending on their emotional attachment or personal convenience. Marriage, done according to the word of God and the will of God, is a blessed and honorable estate. It is an act of community and of communion designed to reflect the mystery of God's divine love for his people, even as it establishes a family within his kingdom. And although some might argue that the ceremony was superfluous, no one looking upon that radiant face of the bride that day would have needed to ask whether, even after 20 years, marriage really matters. It does, because God meant for it to matter. As tough as that confrontation was, I will never forget having spoken to the couple, now known as Mr. and Mrs. Brown. Christians must be not only willing but lovingly aggressive when it comes to sharing God's word and his truth with others, and we must encourage others to live by its wisdom. The word reveals to us the heart of God, who always wants the best for his children, which is why God's way is always the best way to do anything. Again, the title of the article, "Marriage is God's Way." If you'd like to get a copy, simply email us at joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. We'd be glad to get a copy of the article to you from the AFA stand. Well, as we normally do before we end the broadcast today, If you are listening and you've never made the eternally important decision of asking Christ to come into your heart to be the Lord and Savior of your life, today is a good day, a great day to make that decision. If you'd like to commit your heart and your life to the Lord, would you simply from your heart pray this prayer with us even now? Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so much that you came into this world a long time ago. You lived. You died on the cross to pay for all my sins. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess I've sinned and done wrong in many, many ways. Lord, I repent and I turn from all the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrong things I've done. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. In your word, you told us, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Right now, Lord, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. Fill me with your spirit. Help me to follow you all my life. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Well, if you prayed that prayer and committed your life to Christ, we very much want to be in touch with you. Once again, my email is joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. Please email us. I'd like to share with you some literature and some resource materials that will help you to begin to grow up and grow strong in your new walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. We definitely hope to hear from you. Also, if you'd like to get a copy of one or both of the articles we shared, the first one is entitled Praying Daily for Your Spouse, and the second one is entitled Marriage is God's Way, simply email us, same email, joseph@afr.net. We hope to hear from you. And joseph@afr.net. Thanks for listening again today. We've been looking at the topic marriage, family, the Holy Spirit, and warfare. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.